Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of the Curiouser and Curiouser podcast. If you missed episode 1, my pilot podcast with Brittany McGee of the Humble Bee Shop Bakery here in Winston, where we talked about vegan baking, you can head over to my blog to check that one out. But it's totally separate from today's podcast, so you don't need to listen to that one first in order to enjoy the one today. Today, I'm very excited. I'm sharing a conversation that I had with Trisha Sheehan about essential oils. So Trisha is a doTERRA rep, and she is also super, super knowledgeable in the world of essential oils. She, in addition to knowing a ton about essential oils, is a health coach, so kind of has a great perspective on holistic health and well-being and how everything from diet to exercise to the products you're bringing into your home and essential oils and all that good stuff can kind of play together to create a really healthy environment for us and for our families. So I loved getting to learn a little bit more about essential oils through her. I'm very new to the world of essential oils, and so Trisha has been instrumental in helping me understand how to navigate that world and also get a more full picture into how amazing these plant-based products actually are, what they do for plants, and what they can do for us too. So I hope you enjoy today's conversation. I certainly have really loved talking to Trisha, as again, I've kind of gotten my feet wet when it comes to essential oils, and so now we are a proud essential oil household. We're slowly getting into the habit of using our diffuser at night in our room and in Maggie's room, and using some oil topically and things like that. And it's been really exciting. So I look forward to continuing that. But in the meantime, wanted to share this conversation that I had with Trisha. So without further ado, here we go. Hope y'all enjoy episode 2. All right. Okay. So I'm here with Trisha Sheehan, and she's going to talk to us about essential oils, which is something I'm really excited about because this is a new to me thing. It's not a new concept, of course. I think most of us have heard about essential oils. Maybe you have a little bit of knowledge about them, but don't know really what they're all about. And I guess the huge breadth of possibilities that exist within the world of essential oils. And so I'm super excited to sit down and talk with Trisha because she is very knowledgeable about them and has seen great success for within her own family and within a lot of other families too with integrating essential oils. So I'm excited to talk to you and would love to just kind of start with what's a very basic question, but one that I think is an interesting one, which is, what is an essential oil? What is it actually made of, and where does it come from?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I like to not assume that people know what they are, because it's not always super obvious. So the way I like to think about it is, if you think about a plant in nature, it's completely exposed. It has no urgent care. It has no CVS. It's just exposed. It has to deal with viruses and fungus and bacteria. It has to deal with predators. It has to deal with climate. And the only resources it has is the soil, the air, and the sun. So nature is brilliant. And basically, the plant creates oils as its immune system and its way of letting its cells communicate with each other. It helps it to repel insects and predators, attract pollinators, fight off bacteria, all those sorts of things that it has to do because it can't move, it can't go anywhere, and it can't get any help. So it's really this amazing feat of nature. And the biology of a plant cell is identical to a human cell, and identical to a microbe cell, actually, when you get down to the most basic level. And so the things that the oil can do for a plant can do the exact same things for us.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah,
that
it's really
we're
cool.
So cellularly similar to plants.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, where did your exposure to essential oils begin? So, I mean, now at this point, just to give our listeners a little bit of background, you sell them. You're somebody who, you are hugely knowledgeable about oil and are able to be a resource for other people too. But how did that all kind of start for you?
So it started for me. I have 3 kids now. They're 5, 7, and 9. And when my oldest was just a few months old, he got really severe eczema. And it was mostly on his cheeks and behind his knees. And he would scratch so much and just bleed and bleed and bleed. And he never slept. And we went to the pediatrician and they said, we really don't know why this is happening because he was so young. And we don't really have a solution. You know, you can use this steroid cream for 2 days, but no longer than that. So it would clear up for 2 days and come right back. And I got frustrated that we weren't looking at the true root cause of this problem. So I just decided to be a mom on a mission like anybody else would whose baby is suffering, and started learning as much as I could. And anybody who would talk to me, I would have a conversation. And I met this dietitian who became very influential over me because she taught me so much. And she taught me about food sensitivities and how chemicals in your environment can irritate your skin, and opened me up to the whole sort of alternative holistic option, which I just didn't know even existed. And, you know, you go to your regular pediatrician and they teach you about the conventional medical options. And I just now believe it's everyone's right to know what all of their options are, whether you choose to go with conventional or holistic or a mix of the two. It's your right to know what every option is. So what we ended up doing for his eczema was visiting with a pediatric GI doctor who was trained in Chinese medicine. And he did, it's like pediatric acupuncture, but with little metal balls, so more like acupressure. And he would put little metal balls on his hands in very specific locations and apply pressure and leave it that way under a Band-Aid for a couple hours. And we did that once a week for 6 weeks, and his eczema was gone forever.
Wow.
And it was really mind-opening to see that there was a solution out there, but I had to go look for it. Mm-hmm. And I relied on people helping me to educate myself, and I felt much more empowered when I was talking with this dietitian to understand the options. And then after that, I started looking at, you know, what are we eating? What am I eating? What is he eating? What's in our household? You know, what lotion am I using on him? What soap am I using in the bath? What something's irritating him, because your skin is your largest detox pathway, really. There's urine and bowel movements and sweat, but if that's not doing it, it's going to come out your skin. And so that's like your body giving you a big signal that something's up. And she also was an essential oil educator. So as I was looking at moving towards this more holistic lifestyle, she introduced me to oils. You know, I played with them a little bit, but then we moved away, so I wasn't local to her anymore. And so they sat in a drawer, and I was a little intimidated by them. But then I went back to school to become a health coach, and was very influenced by someone named Dr. Josh Axe, who I've done some work for. And he is this really amazing functional medicine doctor and chiropractor. And he's a data guy, like a science guy. And he digs into PubMed all the time. And he's really into essential oils. And I thought, this is very compelling. I think I'm going to break mine out and start using them more. They worked. You know, I gave them to family and friends. They just kept working, getting people results. And I just thought, people need to know about this. Especially people like me who are moms, and you just feel a little overwhelmed, and, things are always coming up with the kids. And so I just felt like people need to know about this. And so I decided to research companies and align myself with the one that I thought was the best. And, it's been really amazing to see what happens when people learn about essential oils and integrate them into their life in a way that makes sense for them. And they're a real resource.
Yeah. Well, and obviously they're not by any means new.
Right.
But it does seem like there's so much more prevalent right now. And maybe that's because lots of people have stories like yours. You know, I think it seems like as a society now, more and more we're kind of demanding more transparency, mm-hmm. and we're not... You kept pushing for an answer, even though you got one, sort of,
right.
from your pediatrician. And I think, I don't know, the more that I kind of see and read about just trends in our culture, that answer that's not cutting it doesn't really work for people anymore. So they kind of push beyond. And so maybe that's why essential oils, as well as just awareness around food and
right.
where that comes from and other products we're putting on and in our bodies and where those kind of originate, come from. But it's neat to feel like we're able to take a little bit more power back into our own hands, and, you know, especially when it comes to our family and our children.
Yeah. And I think it's definitely not a fad. Like some people say, oh, this is just a fad. And, actually, if you really think about it, it's modern medicine that's really the fad, because essential oils are referenced in the Bible. They were used by the ancient Greeks and Chinese, and they're unbelievably old, whereas modern medicine is maybe around 100 years old. And if you think about it, like talk to your grandparents or even potentially your own parents growing up, like what did they do when they got sick? You know, typically it was, you know, the chicken noodle soup and ginger tea, and it was very different. And, you know, running down to the pharmacy and looking for, you know, walking the aisles and trying to figure something out is a new phenomenon. And I think it's getting so popular because a lot of people are finding that that solution is not really working in the way they want it to. And I get a lot of people who are coming to me who are on, you know, on a medication with a side effect, and they get on medication for that side effect, but maybe then that constipates them and another medication. And they're just feeling like there's got to be a different way, a better way. And not that medication doesn't have its place, because of course it does, but sometimes instead of jumping to it quickly, we can think about other solutions. And there's herbs and teas and food as medicine and essential oils and lifestyle adaptations. And there's just a lot more options. And I feel like when you can really work with your body instead of trying to trick it or block something, your body is brilliant, and it's made to keep you healthy and in balance. And if it has the right inputs, it can do that.
I think that's really cool. I mean, I think personalized medicine, and kind of to your point, knowing your body, and your body is different than everyone else's. And so sure, like medications can react differently. And then how freeing too. I mean, obviously for some people medication is the best option, mm-hmm. but for others to be able to explore other alternatives that may free them from having to take a medicine for maybe their whole lives in some cases,
yeah,
is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, one thing when you talked about, you know, our bodies being brilliant, it sounds like essential oils are pretty brilliant too, as far as being able to break through the blood-brain barrier and really affect us in a meaningful way and also a very quick way. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like how it's so kind of an instantaneous kind of effect that it can have?
Sure. Yeah. When you put it, so there's a couple different ways to use the oils. The first way is aromatically, which means you breathe it in. You can also use it topically on your skin, or you can use it internally by ingesting it. And it gets circulating through your body very quickly, like in less than a minute. And there was a study done where they took blood from someone and analyzed the cells, and the cells were not moving very well, and the edges were kind of jagged. And then they put an essential oil blend called Balance on the bottom of the feet and waited a minute and drew blood again. And the cells changed, like they were moving really fluidly, and the outside of the cell was smooth. And it was just showing how the oils truly interact at a cellular level. And they do cross the blood-brain barrier. That barrier is there to protect the brain and to keep, you know, toxins and harmful things out. But these come from plants, and our bodies recognize plant material, just like when you eat it. And so those cells can get through and interact with the cells in your brain. And that affects mood, memory, focus, and it helps keep your brain balanced and not diseased in some cases. So it's really amazing. And like the chemistry and biology of it is fascinating. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, obviously it sounds like your first success story was with your son. And then tell me too about some of the highlights you've seen since then. People who have come to you with different issues that you all have been able to kind of combat using essential oils.
Yeah. So at this point, I've probably helped a couple hundred people use oils, so I love getting testimonials back and seeing how did you use them, what's your favorite, did it work, that kind of thing. I'd say the top categories are probably sleep. So oils can really be a big tool in helping get a good night's sleep, which obviously if you're getting a good night's sleep, a lot of other things about your health are going to fall into place, so that's key. Managing emotions, especially, you know, anxious feelings has been a really big one lately because our lifestyle is so busy and complicated, and everybody has a lot going on. And so having a tool to support the emotional health has been a really big one where people are getting a lot of results, especially since the release of our emotion line, where it's blends of oils that are put together specifically for the purpose of supporting emotional health. I'd say the other one is during germ season, you know, just boosting your immune system so you don't catch every little thing that's going around. And if you do get something, being able to fight it off so your illness can be shortened. And the oils, just like it is for a plant, they are antibacterial, antiviral. So if you have something that's circulating in your body, the bacteria or virus, the oils can literally kill it.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. So, you know, most of the time when we talk about oils, we talk about how the oils work with the body, and then your body is the one that does the healing and the curing, not the oils. But in the sense of killing a virus, that's the oil.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Kind of just give, like, they're in your corner, however
yes.
that looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a huge one, just dealing with whatever, you know, illness pops up. And a lot of respiratory support. So if people have any issues with, you know, coughing and runny nose and that kind of stuff, they can be really supportive. Earaches, all that kind of illness-related things. A lot with digestion. So, you know, if, whether it's, you know, you're eating out or you have, you know, an irritable stomach or acid reflux. And what I love about the oils is it gives me an opportunity to talk with people more about, you know, what's causing their issues. So we don't like the mindset of, you know, conventional medicine says sort of like a pill for every ill. So we don't switch that by saying an oil for every ill. Like, we fit oils into a holistic, healthy lifestyle picture. And so you can use the Digestin blend to soothe your stomach, but we also talk about, you know, why is your stomach having issues in the first place, and kind of educating people about a food sensitivity, or you might not be digesting your food properly. Maybe you need a digestive enzyme, or you might need a probiotic to have some better gut balance. So it's a really good opportunity for people to start learning about the whole picture.
Yeah, I love that. Because to your point, just replacing that kind of symptomatic treatment versus what's at the root cause doesn't really get us anywhere.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. So those are some of the big ones. There's, I have a huge book, we call it the Oil Bible. And basically, you know, whatever you're struggling with, there's going to be an oil that can be supportive and help you to deal with it. So, almost anything, we can get you some help. And since I'm a health coach too, I can kind of provide some other ideas. You know, here's an oil that can help. You can also think about this, this, and this.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the importance of where you're getting your oils, because just like, unfortunately, as is true with lots of food that we eat, lots of personal care items that we use, sometimes the regulation that we assume would be in place for something like that isn't always there.
Right.
And so in order for essential oils to be at their peak as far as the impact they're able to have and to be safe, ultimately, depending on how you choose to use them, it really matters where you're getting them.
Yes.
So, I mean, I was floored to hear from you that, you know, some of the oils that you can get at places like Whole Foods aren't necessarily trustworthy, and you think everything there has been vetted to some degree.
Right.
So can we spend a little bit of time talking about that?
Yeah, that's huge, because this is plant-based medicine and it's concentrated and it's powerful. And so it matters a ton what the quality is. And it's just not a place to go cheaper, because there's a reason why it's cheaper. And so the supplement industry, as you just said, is not regulated at all. So that includes oils and includes a lot of other supplements. And, you know, hopefully that will change. In other countries, it's different. But right now in the U.S., it's just not regulated. So a bottle could say 100% pure, therapeutic grade, all natural, anything. It could say basically anything it wants and does not have to be true. Luckily, there's a guy named Dr. Pappas, and he exposes a lot of these fraudulent companies that are putting things on their labels that are just false. And he's running them through his lab and exposing them, and a lot of them are being taken to court. So hopefully this will start to be better. But right now, the oils you're going to find at like TJ Maxx and Target and Walmart and these kind of places, unfortunately, they're just not quality products. The other thing is, something could be called lavender, for example, but you have to look at the Latin name, because it needs to come from the right plant, the right plant part. So it gets a little complicated. So I really wanted to align with a company that did all of that work for me, so I didn't have to spend hours and hours figuring out, is this the right thing or not? And so doTERRA is a company that has scientists and doctors involved in every step of the process and making sure that it's from not only the right version of the plant and the right plant part, but that the plant is grown in the right part of the world. Because if a plant grows where it's meant to grow in nature naturally, the oil is going to be different because it's in its natural climate, fighting its natural predators. And then if you force that plant to grow somewhere different, the oil is going to be different because its environment is different. And so doTERRA tries to keep the oils that they offer as just as close to nature as intended as possible. And their standards are crazy high, and it's beyond organic standards. They don't label them organic because they come from so many different countries and the label's not always available. But their standards are above organic, and they have full transparency in their testing. So you can get into the app called Source to You, put in the information from your specific bottle, and see the test results.
That's
so neat. It's not the results from some batch sometime, you know, whenever. It's literally your oil in your hand, tested, third-party tested, what was the result. So no other company is doing that, and kind of letting, you know, letting the curtains be open and see behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So I just felt really comfortable that they're very trustworthy. The product is the best quality, and they also partner with the farmers. In a lot of these countries, the farmers are in very poor areas, and it would be easy to take advantage of them. But instead, doTERRA has this partnership. It's called Co-Impact Sourcing. And so they'll often invest in the farms ahead of time so that the farmers have all the equipment that they need, and they don't have to resort to the use of pesticides or any of that. They have exactly what they need. And the people are healthy. A lot of times we bring indoor plumbing to communities and just make sure whatever the workers need to do the job and to keep their, you know, sustainable crop going, we help them make that happen. So it's a win for the farmers, it's a win for doTERRA, and it's a win for people who use the product. And in some areas, we're also able to do a lot of environmental sustainability. So like in Australia, there was a tree that was in very invasive and kind of wrecking the environment over there. So we decided to partner with them to source the oils from that tree. And so a lot of those trees were getting cut down to be reduced into oils, and that really helped their environmental problem.
So
they just look at it from a whole perspective, like how can people win? How can the planet win? It's just an amazing company. And so there's no one else doing it like them. And essential oils are getting really popular, so there's tons of companies trying to get in on it. And a lot of them get their oils from what's called brokers instead of direct. And there's just a lot of quality issues. You just don't know what's in there. It could be a bunch of fillers. It could be pesticides. You do not want to be putting pesticides in or on your body. It's just going to cause you more problems. So what I typically say to people is, I'd rather see you not use oils at all if you're not going to use a high quality one, because I don't want you to hurt yourself. Like, it is something to, you know, be very mindful about. So that's why I decided to align with doTERRA, because I trust 100%, and I, you know, use them in my own family every day.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like they're trying to set a new standard for what that, you know, industry looks like here, which is huge.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so we've talked about how amazing oils are and how, multi-purpose they can be, but I think for a lot of people, I'm certainly including myself in that, they're still kind of intimidating. Like,
yeah.
Okay, great. Here they are. Now what?
Right, exactly.
So can you talk us through like what's a good, so we're sitting right here, Trish and I are looking at the essential oils kind of starter kit that I just got from her. And I've been playing with it for the last week or so, and it's been fun. I feel like I'm kind of baby stepping into it. She's given me a lot of good resources to kind of get a sense for what pairs well and what to use for what. But I'm certainly a newbie, and it does feel a little bit intimidating. I have these really pretty bottles, and I'm like, oh, I want to use them correctly.
Yeah.
So maybe can you talk through some of the key pairings that you see, or like ways to use oil, and what you'd recommend for someone like me who's just brand new?
Yeah, and that's my passion, is to make sure that nobody does what I did, which was stick them in a drawer because they're very intimidating, but to pull them out and feel comfortable using them. So what I did was I set up sort of a buffet of options. So however people like to learn, we have something to offer, whether it's one-on-one conversations, we have this really engaging, powerful, positive Facebook group. I have online classes, we do webinars, we do group activities, all kinds of different things. I recommend a book or a phone app. However people enjoy learning, we have a way to learn. But typically, with new people, I say just to get in the habit of doing just a couple things every day and start experiencing the oils for yourself, kind of playing with them, seeing what you like. But something like just get in the habit of having your diffuser going, like especially at bedtime, because while you're sleeping, your body is really repairing and restoring and regenerating. So just get in the habit of putting the water in, a couple drops of essential oil, and hitting go on the diffuser is a great habit to get into. And then during the day, if you want to diffuse, you can have it going like by your desk or in the kitchen, and just kind of start playing and seeing what scents you like. And I have a little booklet I give people about a different diffuser blend ideas, or I give out little samples of things to try. But the diffuser is super easy, and it's just a very gentle way to experience oils. And then I also like to encourage people to get in the habit of using oils topically, like putting them by your toothbrush, for example. And so in the morning when you brush your teeth, it's just part of your daily routine, but putting some oil on. And then the same thing at bedtime. You brush your teeth, you're getting ready for bed, and just put some oils in your body. And that varies from person to person, depending on what health challenge they're having. But, you know, for a lot of people, maybe it's help energizing and waking up. So using a little orange and peppermint and get yourself going in the morning. And then in the evening, some lavender or serenity to help bring it down a notch as you prepare to go to sleep. And then as things pop up, you know, unexpected things during the day, you can pull out your oils and say, all right, I have a stomach ache. I'm going to pull out my Digestin. I'm going to rub some on my stomach. Or, you know, something stressful just happened and I'm kind of wigging out here. I need to calm down. And so the starter kits are great for that, because you, with a basic set of oils, you're going to have everything that you need to get started. Like, you don't have to own every oil. Some of us like to geek out on the oils and have them all. But that sophistication can come once you, you know, just decide that they're working for you and that you like them. But typically getting the diffuser going and applying them topically a couple times a day is just a good habit to get into to start experiencing them for yourself.
Neat. And in both of those cases, whether you're diffusing it or applying it topically, you're going to be diluting it in some way.
Right.
So with the diffuser, it's the water. And then if you're applying it topically, you have some sort of carrier oil to help just kind of dilute it. And So I got these kind of rollerball bottles, which are nice, that Trisha recommended. So then that way you can kind of have them pre-mixed and ready to go, and it's a little less messy than getting oil in your hand every time and all that stuff. And then, and that's been, I mean, I've been, it's good hearing you say that, because I was like, this week I have been trying to get in the habit of doing the diffuser at night and like rubbing some oil on before bed, and doing the same thing for Maggie and for Kevin. So kind of getting us used to that. But I think that's been an essential part for us, is like having it kind of all ready to go.
Yeah, the rollerballs are awesome. They make it easy, and I throw them in my purse. Especially like during the spring season, when there's the yellow dust everywhere and I get the runny nose and itchy eyes and everything, I have my rollerball in my purse and I can pull it out and just smell it. And I rub some under my nose and on my chest, and all those problems go away. So the rollerballs make it so easy. You can keep it in your purse. You can keep it in your diaper bag. You can travel with it. And thank you for bringing up the point about dilution, because while some oils are safe to put directly on your skin, I think at first it's too much work to keep track of what's what, and it doesn't hurt anything to dilute it, and it helps the essential oils to really get driven into your skin versus evaporating off. So just diluting everything you put on your skin is a great idea, especially for babies and little ones, just to make sure it's always just diluted, and the effectiveness does not get affected. It's going to be effective even diluted. So yeah, using a carrier oil like fractionated coconut is my favorite, because it doesn't have a scent. But you can also use almond oil or jojoba oil or even olive oil if you don't mind smelling like you're in an Italian kitchen. But there's lots of good carrier oil options, and they're really great. You can use them in the rollerball or just in your hand.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and I know obviously if it's like a digestive issue or an allergy, it's kind of obvious where you would apply that oil. But if it's more like a serenity to go to bed or a peppermint to kind of wake up. Mm-hmm. I know we talk about like the soles of the feet a lot, or the spine to apply an oil. Why are those such helpful places to use as go-tos?
Because they'll get in and they'll circulate through your body. Okay. So, and the pores on the bottom of your feet are larger, so they just absorb a little bit more. So if you're not sure where to put it, or it kind of doesn't necessarily matter where you put it, I like bottoms of the feet, spine, and pulse points. So like on your wrists, behind your ears, places like that. And obviously anything that you want to affect your brain or your mood, you know, keeping it up by your brain is important.
Sure.
But again, if you put it on your feet, it's going to circulate everywhere.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that about our feet being so, that's cool. Well, what's kind of coming next in the world of oils? What's kind of on the horizon? Are there new ones being discovered or new combinations of things that are coming to light? Anything that you're kind of excited about that's coming down the pike?
Yeah, I think more and more science is coming. doTERRA has partnered with Johns Hopkins and Duke to do a lot of studies. And also there's a lot of hospitals that are starting to use oils, like Vanderbilt in particular. They have their nurses all utilizing the oils and tracking the implications of that and kind of understanding how are patients affected, how are nurses affected. And with the superbug problem that's, you know, really worrying a lot of doctors and scientists, the oils are looking like they're going to be a really important resource. So there's going to be a lot coming in terms of conventional medicine being more accepting of natural solutions and being willing to partner the best of the both worlds. And so we're going to see a lot more of that. And you might start going to the hospital or the doctor's office and hearing about the importance of vitamins and minerals and herbs and oils and lifestyle. And we do have a brand new product out that's been pretty exciting. It's called Copaiba. And that one works on the endocannabinoid system of the body. So in that way, it's similar to CBD oil or medical marijuana, but it has no THC in it. So you get the same pain management effects without the high. Mm-hmm. So for people who are trying to manage pain, we have this big opioid addiction epidemic. And so a lot of people are really excited about the oils for that purpose, because the Copaiba and other oils are very, very effective at helping to manage pain. And so giving people a resource that's not addictive, but still very, very effective is exciting. And I think it's going to really change a lot of medical professionals' approach to pain management. So that's the newest kind of exciting one we've come out. They have something exciting that comes every year. So we'll see what happens in 2018. But a lot of work is being done to understand different plants around the world. And I think it's just going to flourish. There's still a lot that we don't even know yet. And so there's, I'm sure, much more to come.
That's amazing. Cool. Awesome. Well, yeah, anything else that comes to mind in the world of oils that we haven't touched on?
I would just encourage people to try it out for themselves and see if it helps you. And if it seems intimidating, just know that with just a little bit of coaching that it can be very straightforward and it can be just an incredible tool in your toolbox. Whether you want to kind of manage your health proactively or if you're having challenges and need help, there are truly a proven resource and they could really be a benefit to you. So try them out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And before we kind of tune out or before we go, tell us where we can connect with you.
Sure.
If people are interested in learning more. Obviously you're a great resource and have lots of different ways for people to connect with you.
Yeah. The best way is probably through email. Cause if I sent you to my website, you probably wouldn't know what to try. So I'll give you my email. It's TriciaHealthCoach@gmail.com, which is TRICIA, HealthCoach@gmail.com. And from there, we can have a, you know, one-on-one conversation. I also can send you a quick video to look at, or you could join our Facebook group and just kind of feel things out for a while. So, you know, depending on what your need is, would love to connect with you and help you out.
Awesome. Well, yeah, the Facebook group has been a great resource for me just to kind of start to get my feet wet and see what types of questions and solutions people are sharing there.
Yeah.
Kind of a good, I think, way to get into it. Awesome. Well, thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been great.